Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Misfit Toys.
Well, hello. Was that too jarring? I always try to come in easy. Hey, that's why I used to do that. Oh, real quick. So today is the 16th of December. The year is 2022. Tomorrow night at the Typewriter Dynasty? Or is it Dynasty Typewriter? I don't even know. I always say it wrong. But in Los Angeles, it's the best place. It is truly my favorite place to do stand-up comedy in Los Angeles. No, by far another. Might be anywhere. It's just Jamie is like me, but better. So, well, not better. But Typewriter Dynasty, or Dynasty Typewriter. And it's an amazing show. I don't want to start listing everybody because I'll forget some people, but like Eddie Pepitone and James Adomian. And again, I don't want to list everybody. But anyway, I don't remember everybody that's on the show. Henry Phillips? I don't. So listen, so that's that. Now also, I want to say hi to Jay. Jay, now I imagine Jay's listening right now. And he's going, wait, is it me? There could be more than one Jay. There probably is more than one Jay. Is your wife Christina? Is it your wife or girlfriend? Yeah, it's you, Jay, you fuck. You know what? Truth, everybody. That's my safe word, that I'm being honest. Maybe it's not my safe word. What is it? Because people always laugh when I say that in my act. Because that means during, like, when you're fooling around, you have a safe word. What could I call it? Hold on. Excuse me. Not that I would if the podcast people know what I mean, but in my act, it seems like it drops a little elephant right there whenever I go, oh, by the way, folks, sometimes I use a safe word, and then I explain it. It just means in all the chaos, I'm telling you something, a little nugget of truth, and it will help you to know that. But whenever I say whenever I say my safe word, you know, anyway. By the way, I don't know if anybody else has this, but a lot of people do, and I feel good, but you know the cold that just lingers on for like a month and a half? Anyway. That's that. So I probably sound a little congested. So Jay, that's what I wanted to say. A big hello. I got the kindest letter from your significant other. And it was so it was just a warm, short the way I like the letters. Just easier for me to read, but filled with just warmth and I'm just sending a little love your way, Jay. Look at you. Jay. Always telling your wife, Christina, funny things I say. I appreciate it, Jay. Jay, I need you. It's like you're like my hype man, you know, like in fighting, you know. I need Jay out there putting my stuff in front of people. Jay, you're a good person, and I wanted to send some love your way. Now, this is something. Oh, I did also that podcast, Need a Ride, and I had talked about some of the same things I've talked about, and then some things I never talked about, but it was very concise and mixed with just us being silly and having a great conversation. So I really had fun on that, and it dropped, I think, like a few days ago. And oh, here's the last thing. Hold on, excuse me, I'm going to put the phone away from my mouth. Is that I know I'm probably over-talking it, but you know what? Maybe that's probably what I do to everything. Maybe that's how I figure it out. Because one thing this has to do with how I'm going to keep doing the podcast. And one thing that I think everyone agreed about is people like consistency. If I had never heard that, I might not be thinking, oh, I'll drop one then, I'll drop. But people like to know when it's coming out. So I had it all figured out. Okay, I did a podcast last night. I thought they'll be for the first 2 weeks in January. Then the third week in January, I'll do just me. Could be an hour and a half for just me. And then the last week is the best of. Okay, that was my plan. I was happy with that plan. It's consistent. You know, but guess what? I don't think it's going to work. Once I do a podcast, I want to drop it. You know, when you have so much fun, as I did on this one, I want to drop it. And I don't know if I can get that out of my system. I'm so sorry for that. It's like I do it. And then I thought, do I want to, like maybe sometimes when I do just me, because of something I saw in the news, or not that I do politics, but social issues, you know what I mean, or something. So I don't know. So now I'm thinking, so I am dropping the first. So here's my point. And next week I'm going to want to drop the other episode. Last night we did two episodes, but completely different. And had so much fun. But I'll talk about that in a second. So, but then this morning I go, I want to drop it this Friday. I don't want to just hold on to it. So I guess my plan is, now this month has an extra week in it, I think, but just forget about that, those months, it doesn't matter. But like, I guess I'm going to just drop these two and then do a mixture of shows from the studio mixed in with solo shows, and it'll happen when it happens. But I'll at least do two in-studio shows. You know what's funny? Not funny. Oh, God, I might be boring you to death with this. I hope you understand my dilemma. That's what I think. Some people are going, what is he talking about? But it is, I am making sense. If you go back and you have to think it out, because it's like, how do you make it consistent? I guess I'm guessing if I was going to watch a show that I liked over the years, and it wasn't on one week, and it was that day. I was, you know, when I used to watch David Letterman, and if for some reason it wasn't on, you know, you get ready to watch it. I get it. You know, I'm not comparing myself to that, but you understand. So that's with the consistency, even though I didn't think, and not eating were the two, into the mic were the two things. You know, some people are like, oh, and keep it an hour, and so many people pounced on that right away. They go, no, don't add unnecessary things. Consistency and is important, and not eating into the mic, but you know, you can eat into the mic too. So really the only one that everybody sort of said, the consistency, it makes sense. It makes sense. You do whatever you want, but you know, but be consistent. So that's what it is. But I think I might just have to, you know, do, the only thing that's going to change is that there'll be two shows a month that are from the studio, and the one from me, and then the best of. When it's going to happen is the only difference. That I already talked about doing that now, but at night it might not be. It'll consistently happen every month, though, but it won't happen in any order. I'm sorry. I am so sorry for putting you through this, but it's what we do. The point is, the good news is that this week's show, the first half is with Atsuko, and I met her with Sarah Silverman in Vegas. She was on the show, and I just thought she was so funny, and I thought she was also very nice and kind and just liked everything about her. And she was great. She was so willing to just be serious or be silly and just such a great, just a great energy. She was so appreciative of the space and took it in. And I always like that when someone likes that. So, Oscar, you're the best. And then Daniel is on the Late Show. Who's Daniel? You're like, Daniel's a new friend of the Todd Glass Show. Hold on one second. And you'll learn all about him on the Late Show. He was a lot of fun, too. I mean, just saying, like, really, just fun. I met him through Jack Hackett, by the way. And, but he knows Cam, and he was just a really fun hang. He even came early and just hung out during Otsko just to be a good energy in the room. And then when Otsko left, he got in the, he did the Late Show with us. So there you go. All right, everybody. Jay, you good? That's all right. Pittsburgh, how you doing? Oh, that's what I call you now. That's what I'm going to call you, Pittsburgh. Hey, Pittsburgh. Yeah, I'm going to go to your new place where you're working if you... And I'm going to yell that out. Anyway. That's it. So, that was the opening. And it was a fun show. Aristotle was behind the board, the tech board. Cam Kavinsky. I say this on the show. Listen, you're going to join the Todd Glass Show already. Oh, by the way, you should be following me on TikTok and Instagram. Follow me on TikTok. Okay? Instagram, all that stuff. You're going to join the Todd Glass Show already in progress.
We're going to start?
Yeah.
Where do we start?
Do you want intro music?
Yeah, why don't we do?
Alexa.
Thank you for your music, but we're done. I try to be nice to Alexa. Alexa, stop. That's why I talk to you. Okay, so let's... are you recording? I like when Aristotle's here because he just starts recording me. I'm like, the volumes are good. We'll set the scene. And then we'll start the show with the intro. We go, this is the cold opening. So, everybody's good?
Yeah.
Take a deep breath. Otsko is here. You just go by Otsko now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Well, should I do this now? Let's play the intro, and then we'll get right into it. We don't got a lot. I mean, it's Otsko's here. Daniel's doing the Late Show, and he is here just hanging out. Good energy. I appreciate it. Aristotle's here. Cam Kavinsky is filling in on the board this week. I think you've done everything on the show. You've done
except
the
host.
Can I ask you a question? Truth? We did that three times. Because you know, in the old days of the Tonight Show or whatever, mm-hmm. would you ever, if I wasn't here, co-host the show?
Sure.
Oh God, we haven't done that in a long time. So and then Cam is filling in the board. Aristotle's here. I'm here, and Daniel's here. So people at home, they know what the studio looks like. I'd like them to picture who's here now. Mm. So here we go. Let's start the show. Wow. Is this a new one? And we want to send our love to Joe McKenzie. Otsko, Jesus. Wow, it's going to be fun.
There's a barn.
This is the barn.
What a barn.
Oh, I love it.
Only funny people.
Otsko's funny.
Yeah.
I saw you silly dancing on a TikTok. And I go, we're going to silly dance later.
Hell yeah.
Oh, it's fun.
Oh, there's music.
There's music.
And silly dancing.
This counts.
And a lot of podcast people with the bells and whistles, the bubbles, lights, and smoke. When they hear Todd Glass do the intro.
Hi, everybody. Otsko's our guest tonight.
He's ready for the show.
I mean, this is a real show. We're not fucking around.
Their favorite
guest. Other shows. Hang on, going comedy. We do an intro.
The best. Then they hear a rumble on the drums.
We had a drummer, but he got killed. Tonight, he got hit by a truck. He smushed all over the 101.
The joy the show will bring.
All right.
Can I tell you something, Otsko? And I don't want to cut off Joe's song, but it's our intro.
It's the Todd Glass Show. Broadcasting out of the barn.
Joe, I love this.
It's the Todd Glass Show.
Joe, did you hear what Otsko said?
It's brilliant.
Thank you, Joe. Now you get the respect you deserve. The other guests that come on this show, I'm not trying to just overly be. They're like, I spit on them. I spit on the other guests. Do they ever say, well, that's the sweet, because you heard it. You're like, someone put a lot of love into this intro.
Yeah, they did.
And the other
Joe
guests, they just go, I spit on the other guest. Yeah. Every other guest before Otsko.
No.
Poo.
Nothing. They got nothing.
Back to it.
Here we go. You can start. Whoa, what happened? That cut
I
off.
Faded it out.
That's a fade?
That was a fade.
Well, I'd like to find out what fading school you went to.
You paid Joe a compliment and you were like, all right, that's it. You know, so many nice things about Joe's song.
Well, should we talk about Joe more?
I mean, if you want to, tell me about him.
You're just a ray of sunshine.
You know, nobody ever asks about the singer. No one ever asks about the DJ. When you're dancing, you ever think about that? You ever think, oh, who's the DJ? Why
put
is
some
the
reverb
DJ?
In her voice and give her some maybe inspirational music. I think she's saying some stuff that we need to take in, you know?
You know, Todd, we're oftentimes the star, right?
Yes.
We're the people on stage. We're the performers. We get the applauses. We get the laughs. Nobody thinks about the person behind the music.
No.
They go, oh, that was a nice background music. Background.
Background. Thank you. Background. What?
You don't think they had dreams and a name?
His name is Joe McKenzie, ladies and gentlemen. And I met him 10 years ago when he came up to me. Truth. See, here's why I like truth. Because
yes.
You don't know if I'm doing a bit. Well, we're doing a bit, but within it there's some truth. And this is a truth.
Yes.
Can I get some reverb, Aristotle? He came up to me after the show. He said, I listened to the show, and he handed me a file. We got back to the hotel, me and we, the other comedians, we listened to it. We're like, this is really good.
Yeah.
That was 10 years ago. And every week, he sends in stuff to the show for the guests. Mm. You know?
Yeah.
Joe McKenzie.
Joe McKenzie.
Thank you is his name. And I'm sure you appreciate it. Okay. Now that's the cold open.
The little tiny clap afterwards made it sound like he's dead now.
Oh, you're right.
I was so scared you were going to say,
no,
and...
He's alive and he's well and he jogs and he listens to the show.
Truth?
Mm-hmm.
He listens to the show?
Truth. Yes.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, Joe McKenzie listens every week.
Oh, yeah, how else would he know what song to write next for it, right?
He's listened.
He's changing with the times, changing with your vibes.
All right, now we start the show. That's like a cold opening. Yeah. Now we introduce you. I wanted something fun this week. We're gonna let it breathe. Everybody, truth. You can take the reverb out of it a teeny bit, but truth. Yes, yes, Otsko.
No, I was gonna film that. That was so incredible.
Can I tell you something?
No one had ever.
We never know how long Lynn. This is Lynn Shore. We don't know how long he goes. Like I go because we listen to it for 30 seconds most of the time. Truth. Like, you know, we fade it out, and I go, thank you so much.
Sure.
But today I went, he does this. I won't. He does
I
this
cannot
the whole
believe,
song.
I don't believe it. Oh, it's so good.
You want to record it? And we'll say, well, it's just. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Wow.
Let's go.
Here we go!
Oh, no,
it's
going to
let you.
Oh, let's go!
Let's listen, let this breathe.
That was
and we're going to come back and do it.
Would tell me.
We'll and do, then let this breathe. I know it's weird to hear your own stuff. Then we'll come back. We'll do a show with no...
English names for themselves. Thanks, Mom. Or Linda. My grandma raised me, so I didn't really hang out with people my age growing up. People were always like, Otsuka, what's wrong with you? Someone 50 years older than me taught me how to socialize, okay? Whenever we would try to make friends as a kid, I was always like telling war stories. Trying to trade food recipes.
I know it's always odd when I'll go to get somebody's stuff and play it for them, and then I think, well, now they're going to sit in here. It makes it uncomfortable for them.
No, I was not uncomfortable at all. I was looking down because I didn't want to look like I was that stoked to hear my own voice. You know, I was like, you know, I gotta show, you know, I gotta pretend. I'm going to pretend. You know, my God, after I heard my own name in a row for 3 minutes, too, you're going to make my head get too big.
Listen, I'm going to... Truth.
Todd.
This was next in order, which now it could seem absurd because you might think, well, just let's start talking, Todd. You can't keep complimenting me, but or filling you with maybe love, a lot of love. But I got one more thing I want to tell you because I think it's worth noting. So we only met at Sarah Silverman's show
in
Vegas.
Oh, in Vegas. Yeah. Lights, camera, action.
Mm-hmm. And Sarah had you, me, Rory, mm-hmm. and was that it?
That was it.
Not Rory Scovel. Fuck, after he did us.
No. What did you say?
Nothing.
Okay.
Not Sarah's boyfriend.
Albanese.
So right. There you go.
Yeah.
And your boyfriend, Ryan.
Yes.
Was there. Or your husband.
Yes, my husband, Ryan was there. Yeah, it was a real family affair.
And I say compliments are hard to take. That's why I'm going to lower the lights so you'll feel more comfortable. But
I think it's
worth soaking in that. I'm not just saying that. I realized it when it was happening, and I definitely realized it the next day. What a nice weekend, and what a great bunch of people. Not only the comics and meeting you, but everybody's significant other.
Oh, I agree. It was so fun. I learned how to play blackjack that weekend too, you know, and it was fun smoking weed.
You did?
In places we weren't allowed to. I did it.
Let's go, boy.
Let's go. Oh, I thought you were going to do like that song.
No, that would be. By the way, I want you, Cam, to pick an opportune time. It could be 15 minutes from now.
Oh, shit. Oh,
and you.
Oh.
This is getting us a younger demographic.
Yes, it is.
Come in with her song.
Okay.
And let it breathe.
At a special moment.
Yeah, like just wait. It could be. Don't. Okay, so back to meeting, you know, everybody came.
Yeah.
Oh, and Mark Cohen and his daughter, who was a beautiful person and soul. And she was so adorable and brilliant and smart.
It was such good vibes. And the whole time you were in this wheelchair. You know?
I told you not to tell anybody.
Oh, I'm so smart.
I forgot. Well, I was in, you gave me this intro that I needed so bad. I don't know why I needed it. I can't believe you gave it to me. So I didn't want, for some reason, and maybe
was it
it's
the
wrong.
Scooter when you were
yeah,
on
I was
scooter.
Came out
oh,
on
the scooter,
yeah.
Scooter.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I didn't want people. I want them to know my situation because I, you know, like if I was in a scooter permanently, I would probably talk about it in my act, you know. And
of course.
So, but I wanted to know, like, oh, this is. But you, the way you introduced me, you go. So he's not normally in the scooter. I was like, oh, good.
Now, yeah.
But he broke. He had an operation on his foot, so he's on it tonight. I'm like, great. Now they all know when I come out, it's not
right.
You know, and then it was so much fun because
you could just do your bit. Then you don't have to. I mean, if you wanted to write something really quick about being in a scooter,
right.
You know.
But everybody stayed out till. Usually, everybody dissipates sometimes at the end of the night. But not only before the show, we were all down there an hour before the show.
Yeah.
We hung out backstage 2 hours after the show.
Yeah.
Then we went into the casino and we all hung out.
I know, we were all baddies. It felt like tomorrow wasn't going to come, you know? And I was like, well, I'll do it. You know, it also, when someone else pays for your stay at a hotel, I'm just like, woo, this is it. I'm going to eat everything. I'm going to drink everything. You know what I mean? So that was kind of the vibe, too. And I was so excited to meet you. You know, I hadn't met you before, but of course. You
know? We had a lot of good talk. I think we are on the same page on a lot of things. So
besides
just being fun and silly to hang out with,
right.
You know,
women's
always,
rights.
What?
Women's rights. We're on the same page.
Social issues, you know, social issues abroad, you know. I came home. I was like, I loved you. I was like, oh, they were just, and Ryan, you were just so sweet and nice. So fun weekend.
Did either of you lose or make any money? Obviously, other than being paid to
perform there.
Oh,
like
gambling. Did you lose anything?
Oh, yes.
Did you gamble?
I gained. I made $200 in blackjack. I had never played before. I got so excited, you know, that feeling of like, well, I should stop now, you know. And then I ended up losing $75 of it just because I couldn't stop.
But you were still up.
I was still up. I did still, yeah. Yes, exactly. That's all that mattered.
That's all that matters.
And those are my last memories.
How about Ryan?
Ryan was too scared. Ryan was like, I'm high and I'm just going to watch because he was like, I don't even know. I'm too happy right now.
I wish I would have known he was not that I could help. But I feel when I know people are new high, like they don't get high all the time, I can be helpful to them.
Helpful?
Yeah.
Yeah,
what
yeah.
What do you do?
Well, I
like a guide, like a shaman.
No, what's a shaman?
Oh, you know, someone who will be like, you know, when people take like big doses of mushrooms, you know,
oh,
you
to
need
guide
like a woman being
it.
There, being yeah, like, you bit, can do it.
Guide little, us, Todd, guide us.
A little bit. What I would say to him is, hey, you know, like he might not need it, but I would check where someone was at, and I would go, what would I do? Just, I don't know.
Just shake them and go, hey, none of this is real, none of this is real.
None of this is real, none of this is real. No, sometimes I tell people, hey, by the way, you know, just take some deep breaths. You're fine. I've been there. Mm-hmm. Usually if you're just quiet for a minute, I'm going to leave you alone. But if you need something, obviously tell me, but I'm not going to. Because I know people usually just want to be in their own head. But they like knowing that someone's got their back.
Right,
like
right.
If you get too high. And he wasn't that bad. I'm saying if someone... You know what I mean? Where they're high and they feel scared out in public, you know?
Oh, yeah. Those are the guides I'm talking about. But usually it's for other drugs like mushrooms or, you know, like ayahuasca, right?
Have you done mushrooms?
I haven't, but a friend of mine just did it recently. And I feel like he should get a discount or get some of his money back.
It didn't work too good?
Yeah, you're supposed to eat like 5 grams of mushrooms, right? So you need a guide there because that's a ton of mushrooms. And so you sleep over at her place and stuff and everything in the desert. And the next day after his trip, he said it was so bad, he started hearing voices and it wasn't going away. And she goes, do you have any history of schizophrenia? And he was like, what? Aren't you supposed to ask me that before?
True?
Yes. No,
no.
And so I was like, you need to get your money back. That should be free. That should have been a free trip.
Right.
Now that you're still hearing voices.
So he...
That's right? Simple.
And she doesn't check with that before this experience.
She should have.
Of course.
I think if she gets... And it's thousands of dollars to do this with her. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you know what? On this podcast... Maybe they should do the right thing. People can go, hey, at that person. Twitter doesn't really do that much anymore. I wish TikTok sometimes you could. I love TikTok.
Yes.
But it is fun. Twitter was sometimes if somebody did somebody wrong, you could go after them. You go, hey, right. Chevy, do the right thing.
Yes, do the right thing.
And then they'd get flooded with that back. And it was good. It was very powerful to have. I never misused it. But when I needed it, it opened some doors for me, you know.
For sure.
But anyway, TikTok doesn't really have that element of it. But that's fine. But,
Way too expensive for a misguidance, I think. You just
you
just gave me guidance if I were high for free. You know what I mean?
Is that a place that still offers services?
Oh, yes.
What's the name of it?
Gosh, I don't know, but I can get the person's name. I don't want to out her out here. Maybe she's changed, you know? Maybe oh my God, I really fucked up with that guy. I won't, you know?
First time with 5 grams?
Yes, first time with 5 grams.
5 grams is a lot.
I don't think we've discussed this, but I did it. Finally, for the first time, and
you
I
did?
Took 1 gram, and I was like, "I'm great. This is the best day of my life."
So 1 gram is nice.
Oh yeah.
Do you mind? Do me a favor. I want to find out how many I take.
Mushrooms?
Yeah, because I'm going to call somebody.
Oh sure.
Call Vinny.
Yeah, find out. Yeah.
Thank you for being patient.
No,
maybe
I'll call my friend and ask her who this shaman was.
Hold on.
Shaman.
What am I asking him?
How much mushrooms you do usually?
I hope he answers. He might not. What's he doing?
Was it 2 hours ahead there?
I'm
going to
beat the shit out of him. He doesn't feel so violent. No, he's not.
I know
he listens.
I know how to get him to pick up. You text him, call me now.
Oh, yeah.
All caps.
Okay.
All caps.
No. I don't want to scare him. If I don't hear back from somebody sometimes, I have this thing where I get worried. It's absurd worry. Like years ago, I went camping and a big group and my ex went river rafting. Mm-hmm. And they were late coming back. And I started to go, they're fine, they're fine. But then I started to literally plan, they're dead?
Yes.
What what am I going to do going home?
Right.
Where do I go? Do I call his parents? Because we were both secretly had girlfriends.
Of course.
Anyway, but then they came back, you know.
Right, right.
And then a minute later, you're mad at them. Anyway,
this whole plan. You had a speech written for his parents.
Yes,
right.
I was like, you never knew your son.
And then you had to bury your friend.
Yes.
You know, you couldn't say who.
Right. And I have to go, I'm here today because one of my best comedy students, boy, he was just getting started. All right, hold on. Just listening back, realized. Okay, hold on. Oh, crap. I just listened back. I realized it was for Monday. It's okay, Joe. Joe was going to do a song for you. And he texted me, I just realized you were doing it on Monday. She sent Love Your Way just for the song you made for the show.
Oh, my gosh. That's Joe McKenzie. I will forever remember that name.
And
I might get it tattooed.
Hold on. I want to tell Vinny to call me.
Okay.
Text Vinny. I'm sorry for being rude on my phone.
Do you have other tattoos?
Oh, just a little hand poke, just a little eyeball, a little lightning bolt, little shapes. Nothing.
Do you want call bigger
me.
Ones?
Maybe, yeah, maybe.
Call
like
me, I'm
big...
doing the podcast, but I have a quick question. Really quick. Okay, there we go. There's that.
The Todd Glass Show is professional, so it's time to go to commercial.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, Oscar.
Well, so he was saying 1 gram seems normal, so maybe that's what you do, too.
I also took the light, like everyone else, I was like, no. I don't even really want to do this. Give me the least possible, and I still have.
And did you have a good experience?
Oh yeah, I was like, I'll
yeah. You don't need.
But like, you can't. Can you like go to work during it? Or
no,
you...
not that much.
Well,
it depends who you are, I guess.
I sat on this bed.
And what you do for work?
Very
right. Are you loud
cliche,
enough?
Cliche. We were in Joshua Tree,
uh-huh.
And I sat on the bench, staring out into the desert all day.
Okay.
For hours. Just drinking water, looking at the desert.
Which is awesome, too. Like, if that's what you were trying to get from the high. If you were trying to write an essay, different outcome.
You never did it.
I've never done it, I
had fun. I have done it probably 10 or 15 times. And the last time, I also almost did about the same every time. I do a teeny bit more, because once you get familiar with it, you want to up it a little.
Mm-hmm.
But last time I did it, Thanksgiving Eve, I did more than I ever did. I had my friend Andy here, and he was my, what do you call it, the guide?
Oh, shaman.
Shaman. And he's a trusted shaman, because he really does you right, and you trust him, because from last time.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to go much more, but I told him, I go, Andy, because he texts me in the morning, we're going to see God. And I call him. I go, Andy, I don't want to get that high, because he scares me. I go, no, I don't want to.
Wait, he was doing it too?
He was doing it too, yeah.
That can't be your guy.
Well, he's...
Your guy needs to be sober.
It's just someone doing it with you that has experience.
Oh, okay, right.
And they know
right.
when to tell you to stop. And they go, how when... He knows me now, but in the beginning, he goes, how many times have you done him? I said, two. Right. He goes, no, you're fine. Don't do any more. And then a half an hour later, I wanted to do more. And he goes, no, wait.
Yeah,
like that. Just wait. Anyway.
No, but, that's good. The worst is when like you're both kind of new and you're like, we got each other's backs, okay? we're going to stop each other when we feel it's too much. Okay, so you know what I mean? Then that's like
that's,
two people. No, I don't trust you. You shouldn't trust me either. This is my first time.
I've been high like that, where you have somebody else is not your gauge because they're high too. And you're like, just spend an hour going, what? What are you misunderstanding each other? Hold on. Let me get a drink. I have some things written down, you know. Oscar, I'm not messing around.
So that Otsko Hanukkah song, you know, I was so stoked to hear it. I have never heard that version before. I didn't know if I could sing to it. I was like, oh, I got to be respectful.
I'm dragging it. Because...
You're getting a call from Vinny.
I am?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Shit. Oh, no,
everyone, be quiet.
No. Oh, Vinny.
Quiet, everybody. Don't talk. My girlfriend is on the phone. This is an old bit we used to do where he'd play. Hey, honey. What?
How are you?
Oh, fine. Hey, it's my girlfriend.
Hey.
It's Otsko. You're a big fan.
Oh, yeah. Otsko, I love you.
It's my girlfriend. Okay, don't embarrass me. Hey, I have a question for you. You can break character right now, okay? Oh, it's going to be a quick question. When I did mushrooms, because they're talking about how many they did, I have no idea how many did. Like, just like when we did them, how many ounces? What did you say?
Grams.
How many grams do you think, guess, that I did?
The most that I know we ever did was we split an eighth. So we both took like 1.8. grams.
Oh, so 1 gram is a lot for the first time.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's it, Vinny.
All right.
So, is there anything you want to say? Do you think you're going to be uncomfortable listening to this later? Like, you're going to be somewhere, you know, you'll be wherever you walk around Denver, and then yes. You think listening to this is going to be, like, weird for you?
Yes.
You just heard yourself say that. That's crazy, right?
It is crazy. You're right.
All right, Vinny, listen. You go have a nice night, and Otsko sends her love.
Lots of love. 1.8 grams. Was that
1.8 grams.
All
right.
That's okay. How you should start every mushroom experience, by the way. With a ding. With a...
Oh,
that felt short.
Put a little reverb in it. Maybe she can make that bell. Give it some life. Watch what I can do, Otsko.
Okay. Wow.
Did I deliver?
Yeah, that was really...
You know that song, La La La?
Oh, yeah.
Give me the bell, and then we'll really try to...
Yeah.
Here we go.
Okay.
Wow. La 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 la. Little tighter, right? What do you think? Okay, I'm going to leave it up, because now that I know the volume. This is like... Hot. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
La 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 la. It's the Todd Glass Show, everybody. We're going to let this song breathe. A listener sent this song in. They said it's them. It's him and his sister and her brother. I swear. I'm going to let it breathe.
Would you believe it?
Would this be good mushroom music?
I think too intense.
Too intense.
Probably, yeah.
What about?
Anything that's anything like that. Dun, 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 dun,
yeah, you don't
dun,
want that.
That cadence, yeah.
How about this?
At this level?
Well, it's the same song.
Oh.
All right, you don't have to tell on me.
It's odd.
I thought I was triggering her.
It did sound different, like quieter.
We can fade that out. It might freak you out more if it's quiet, because then you don't know if you're actually
hearing it.
Oh, wow, and then that's when you have to call your person and be like, can I get my money back?
I got a question for you. Do you have... I try to ask this... A lot of the times, but if there's nobody, I don't want you to feel pressured to think about it.
No pressure.
Can we have a little
me?
Betting music maybe for this?
Any specific
that music
type?
Outside? Do you mind doing me a favor, running outside and just saying,
what's her name?
Alexa.
Alexa, pause. Thank you. What, Daniel? Isn't he a nice guy?
He's so nice. Thank you, Daniel. He's going outside to turn.
When he comes back.
Maybe I don't want to say
her name
too.
We should tell him how handsome he is for like minutes straight,
but
like overdue.
Can we say it together at the same time?
Daniel, you're so.
We all rehearsed.
Daniel, you're so handsome. 3, 2, 1. Yeah.
Daniel, you're so handsome.
Okay, but when he's here,
when he's here, this is gonna be fun.
That was good.
And
practice.
You know, it's silly, but it throws a lot of love somebody's way.
I think it's.
And
nice.
Then go hubba da hubba da as long as we want to do it. I don't care if it's a minute.
Yeah.
Hubba da hubba da hubba da
hubba da.
Till we're tired. Till we think he's gone.
3, 2, 1.
Daniel, you're so handsome. Wow. See, that's why I need these people here.
This is why, and everyone needs to hear this on the daily. We're going to go through every single person here today with that kind of affirmation.
With right?
Yeah.
How long did it take you to drive home from Vegas? And then I'm not going to go back to that because I feel like, but I thought how long it took us.
Oh my gosh, I didn't drive.
Oh, you didn't drive?
I made sure to fly. Other,
what day did you leave?
I left the day after.
Like on a Sunday, I think. Yeah.
It took us a long time.
Oh my gosh.
And but you know what? Good for you, because in that case, flying was the better idea.
Yeah, yeah. I knew that that way we could just relax. That's why, like, I was like playing blackjack. I stayed up after y'all went to bed.
You did?
Because we were like, we're flying, girl. We don't need to stay alert on the road tomorrow, which is nice. It's just I'm trying to do that for myself these days.
Yeah, it's fun. I love. You know, one of the things, I don't know if you ever do this out on the road, there's one more thing I wanted to remember to talk about. We were just getting ready to do it. Oh, about a teacher. Remind me to ask her about a teacher. Is I enjoy if I have, like, I'm done, let's say, at Helium in Philadelphia on a Saturday. Mm-hmm. That's my last night. But then I don't have to be anywhere at all, even Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And I just split the difference between the two cities. The next day after the show, you don't have to get up.
Yeah.
You can just stay in, usually find comedians you're out to dinner with. The day after that, you fly, but you fly at like 3 because you still don't have a show. Those 2 days, I just love that. And do you ever, you're going out on the road, right?
I'm going back out, yeah, in January.
And what type of places? Will you do any comedy clubs?
I will be doing clubs and then mix of clubs and theaters.
And theaters?
Yeah, but I do love, you know, I don't like to go stack every day. That's not even a process that's healthy for me.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, so
I agree with you. That's one of the things that I think, look, I don't have kids and I don't have a lot of responsibility.
Same.
You know, so I don't have to like... Go out
We're
on the
twins.
Road more than I want.
Yeah.
Go out on the road more than I want. So it's probably, in all respect to any comedian that was ever on the road more. But for me, I didn't. And I didn't overspend. I don't buy a lot of things. So I never went on the road for months at a time. I would go out and do like what was fun. Like mostly I would do 2 weeks in a row. That would be the most. Then I come home for 2 weeks. I never went week to week. And I think because I didn't, it helped me still enjoy it.
Same, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I only thrive in positive energy. And it's like, some people can really like, when it's like a lot of pressure and negativity and I have to feel on all the time, that's when I do well. I'm like, no, that's when I actually get stuck, even with bits and stuff. You know, it's
me
better
too.
For me.
Even like writing and creative.
Writing, yeah. Especially writing. You know,
this probably isn't even healthy, but I can't do my best show. I mean, on stage, I'll be fine, but it really affects me. How about that? If I think there's one person in the room that doesn't like me, like a bartender or a waitress, and I will just be so paranoid. And most of the time, I'm wrong. 3 days later, we'll be over there. I'll just go out of my way to say something. All right, I'm going to test it here. End up in a great conversation. But for 3 days, I was like, oh, she hates me. And I just... anyway, not that that matters.
Do you ever go to another city and then, you know, you're doing a... Like, you're like, this one's for that waiter from the last. Do you feel like you ever do shows for that one waiter still?
Most of them are so nice. That's why I don't want to come off too insecure, because a lot of times it's more about my, like, thinking. But, you know, sometimes you can tell, like, there is somebody that, like, I don't know. I always want at the end of the day, want to go, I think, come on, admit it. Like, when I'm not around, but they go, yeah, he does. He irks me. He's always changing everything. That's my paranoia. Teacher. Do we have any betting music for this? Like, you know, something,
type,
Paris.
Something nice.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like, just something. But it's I'm going to ask you a question.
And ooh, like blackjack music? I don't know anything about betting. Is that betting? No.
Yeah. It's betting.
Oh, like this.
Do you have a teacher? Maybe you have two. I don't know. Three, four.
Yeah.
That you remember fondly.
Yeah.
And when is the last? Let's ask that first. Then I have a follow-up question. Okay. What grade?
Oh, fifth grade, Mrs. Gibson. She would even stay after school. I don't even know she was allowed to do this. I think my grandma would like hand her like $20 or something and be like, "Will you just stay with her and do her homework with her?" That kind of thing, and she would do that.
And this where? What? Where do you live at this point?
I was in West Los Angeles, so near, you know, here.
Mm-hmm.
I went to.
And what was her name again? The teacher?
Mrs. Gibson.
Mrs. Gibson.
Mrs. Gibson, she just understood that I was kind of like, you know, an outsider. And, you know, it was like my first year being in the States. My English wasn't that great. And I, you know, I just was very insecure. And I mean, I say all these things, but maybe she was doing it because my grandma gave her, I'm pretty sure my grandma was paying her. But in my head, I was like, oh, is you can be she doing cares.
Both. You can do, by the way, she could be both.
She could still care and do it for the extra $20. Yeah, for
and
sure.
And have great affection.
An hour.
It's hard to fool kids. Usually, if you liked her, it's because she liked you.
That's true. That's true.
I think most of the time.
That's true, because then she would take us out to eat and stuff, mm-hmm. too, and give me rides. You know, teachers don't have to do that. They can literally, they can literally be like, no, literally, I cut off at 3 p.m. Goodbye. You know, and she would help me paper mache projects. Even when I moved on to the sixth grade, she'd be like, come on by if you need help with any of your homework still. You
it's know? In their blood.
Yeah.
It's in their blood.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Mrs.
Gibson.
I know.
Who's your Mrs.?
Mrs. Gibson, do you think she still teaches?
She's reached out to me recently.
Wait, she did?
Yeah.
Wait, but you have to respond.
I know, I did, but it was like, it was like, there's this like Christian camp. Yes, I was like, oh man, it's just, you know, we have different lifestyles. Right. I was like, oh, I didn't, you know, I don't know. We don't, you know what I mean?
Get it.
I didn't know those things back then,
but now
I care. It's like, if we don't have like-minded things we like to do. She's like, there's this Christian camp that like I take my kids to. All's welcome if you feel like coming with me sometime. And I feel like, no offense to her, it's just not what I do.
You know, that's interesting you say that, because it happens, you know, it happens in life sometimes. Hey, look, I always remind people go through divorces that are in a relationship. So friendships are going to go through a divorce sometimes. Sometimes it's the better thing. We all know you don't just throw friendships by the wayside. But some, and in a few cases in my life, that phrase you just said is what I always go back to. It's like, most of them, they just went their way. I don't mind. I didn't have to confront them. Like, you know, you're always afraid, if they call one more time, I can't just keep putting them off.
Right, right.
And the line in my head always is, you know, I love you, and I really do. Like, say that from your heart. Don't just say, but we're different people now.
Oh, that's so heartbreaking the way you said it.
Because I don't know any other way to say it. Like, look, and say honestly, you know, I fantasize saying it to one person going, look, I know you're brilliant. So when I say you're different people, you think I mean you're right and I'm wrong. It doesn't even matter who's right and who's wrong. We're different. Like, we know that for a fact. Who's right and who's wrong? Like, who the hell knows that? But we're different.
Right.
Like, that way you're not even concentrating on the fact that it's different, that who's right and who's wrong.
Right.
But I've never had it. I never had to say it yet. Like, I never had to say.
Yeah.
Have
like,
you
I
ever
you
in
just,
life?
No. The only, I feel like most conversations are easy to have or you mutually and you understand that, yeah, you don't go to church. I do go to church. So, yeah, it's going to, you know, affect at least our Sundays or whatever. Yeah. Yes. Is that
on,
church calling?
She's on the phone.
Hello? Mrs. Gibson? God?
Hello?
Mary? God?
Hello?
Mrs. Gibson?
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, hi, Oscar.
Oh, my gosh. I
just love you.
I
think
so
the
much.
World of you.
I love you so much.
Oh, you're such a sweet doll. Listen, I would love you to...
You know what, Oscar? I suck at bits.
No, that was great.
No, you were just setting... You're still setting it up.
I'm listening.
Oscar.
Yes?
You just, to watch you flourish is just, it means the world to me.
Thank you so much. That means so much. You're literally my favorite teacher of all in my entire life. I talk about you all the time.
When I saw you on the HBO, my hairs on my arm stood up. I was so proud of you.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
Would you like to go to this rally to help end gay marriage? It's at the church.
Oh my gosh.
I would love it if you came and we'd get to spend some quality time.
You know what, Mrs. Gibson? I just think we're different people now.
Oh, no, we're not.
I think, you know, maybe you've always been this way. I just didn't know. You know what? I've changed. And you know, you go to that rally, girl, and...
Hi, good to talk to you.
Good talking to you, too.
I told you she changed.
Oh, my God, how did you know it was like that a little bit?
Oh, but you know what? Yeah, can I tell you, I had a friend growing up, and this is a true story, truth.
Yeah.
In third grade, and Kenny Gorgel, and like we were friends, and I didn't have a lot of friends at that point. later, things got out of control.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But Kenny, I but about 10 years ago, I found Kenny Gorgel's phone number through my brother on Facebook and blah blah blah. So what happened is I didn't have a lot of friends. So when my mom had, she would have like a litter of puppies here and there, and these people came to buy a puppy, and I got along with their kids. So you know, and my parents would drive 2 hours just hang out with Kenny. He has a friend, you know.
Aww, yeah.
So yeah, so me and Kenny were really good friends, and then I called him 10 years ago. So that's I hadn't spoke to him in 30 years, more.
Right.
And just the way, and he answered the phone, and I can't do an impersonation, but already I was like, oh, no. He was like, hey, Tyler. He was I got kids. He was like an old man, and I was like, it was like, oh, I don't think, I was picturing, I don't know. So I told my brother, and my brother goes, what did you expect, like 10-year-old Kenny? I go, yeah, I did. I didn't expect that, Kenny.
Oh, wait, hold on. I think 10-year-old Kenny is. Is there like a ringing?
Hello?
Hey, Todd. What's up? Oh,
hello?
Hey.
Sorry.
Hey, Todd.
Oh, is this Kenny?
It's me. Yeah.
Oh, Kenny, how you doing?
Oh, man, I miss you so much. I still have the puppy that I got from
you
your mom.
Can let me turn my phone up.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, so...
Oh.
Oh, man.
Okay.
I miss
Kenny,
you.
Do you remember we would do that thing where I would... We would go out into the street and we would, like, throw rocks at windows.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We were such punks. Uh-huh.
We had fun.
I think about that still every day. Anyway, I just wanted to say...
Oh, Kenny, you sound great.
Oh, thanks. I stayed the same. just like you like
so
it.
So cool. Kenny, can I be honest with you? I was so afraid to call you because I thought, Todd, this is not Kenny from... 40 years ago.
This is though. Instead of the old Kenny, an old Kenny, which might frighten you.
And you have a Leela, the standard poodle still.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God! I hear her.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, still big.
How old are you?
40. I don't want to fuck it up.
Why is it so funny that you can't decide?
I don't want to fuck it up.
Oh,
because
no.
However, oh, sorry. However old I decide to be would be how old I think you are.
And you know, exactly. And you know what I thought? Why am I asking? Even in a bit. Why am I asking? Because it doesn't matter. I'm happy you're that age. That's the age
I
expected,
68.
Right? 68.
What if I said 68 and like, that's how old I thought you were? Wouldn't that be such a shitty way to find out what I'm doing while I'm doing a terrible impression of Kenny as a 10-year-old?
I thought, can I tell you? Tonality.
No, 68,
I'm not
like
even
you.
Joking. I thought you did a great job. You gave me the tonality that I needed and remembered. You were gentle. Hey, Todd, it's Kenny.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny Gorgel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I remember the jokes I would make. He thought everything I said was so funny.
Oh.
I would go... You know, my brother said they give... I remember this. Like, truth. I'm not just trying to be... Like, it's almost like I don't know why I remember this. I don't even think it's that funny for a kid in third grade. I go, so, you know, we get our jobs. We get our names from things we did. Like, if you were glassmith. So, Gorgel, did you guys gargle?
Uh-huh.
And that was my third grade
he
joke.
He loved it.
He thought it was, it's funny. He would tell his dad when he came home, yo, that's it.
Wait, yeah, that was just kind of his voice, it sounds like. Even when he was young.
Even when he was young. This Todd Glass is great.
Todd Glass character.
I listen. I got so much. How, just because I pace myself, how far have we gone?
How far do you think we've gone?
I hope it's 42 minutes. I'd like it to be 30 minutes.
40 minutes.
Wow. Good. Oh my God. Okay, Shaman.
So I have some things here. We talked about your teacher. Do you want to play a quick game?
Sure, yes.
Okay, do we have game show music? Okay. Aristotle, can I count on you to look this up? We'll start with one we might know. Ooh. Atsuko.
Hi.
How are you doing? Do you know who Regis Philbin is?
I'm so excited. Regis, yes. And Kelly, Regis.
He used to have a game show, and sometimes it's fun for me to do his voice because I try to act like exactly like he would be, not like as a parody of him. But this is me channeling his energy right. to play this silly game. Here we go.
Okay.
Well, Atsuko, how are you? It's good to see you. Well, you do. They tell me you do stand up out there in Los Angeles, and you're quite funny. How long have you been doing that?
I started 13 years ago.
13 years ago. There you go. Well, listen, here's what we're going to do. The game is in the woods. You know, and I don't want to do it as Regis anymore, but I do like the music. Okay, here's the game. A squirrel.
Ooh, yeah.
In the wild, how long does he live versus, by the way, we want to, on the show, thank you. Well, people know it's a real show when they hear this music. But mm-hmm. this is truth, a real question.
Yes.
So in the wild, a squirrel has a better life. Even if it's shorter, I get it. But some squirrels, maybe they're taken out of captivity for the right reason. I hate to think it's because they're a pet. But anyway, needless to say, how long would a squirrel live, like if it was in the woods, in nature, or in, what do you call it, in captivity?
Yeah,
captivity.
Domesticated.
Domesticated.
Yeah. Oh,
damn. Truth, I was not trying to do that on purpose. So how long do you think in the wild
versus yeah.
captivity?
In the wild, I think they probably live, gosh, like 12 years
okay.
in my head.
Okay, do you want to, is that your final answer?
That's my final answer, it's okay. 12 years.
I think
years.
On that, if I'm, because we started with one we knew, because he's into the game. Is it less? Is it like 6 years?
In nature or in captivity?
Nature.
In nature.
It is less than 6 years.
Well, how long is it?
It's rare that they reach past 2 years.
Oh.
Whoa, hold on. That's too
Well, that's the
soon,
truth.
Honestly.
It's what?
That's too soon for it's me. Too soon. For me. I mean,
of
you know.
Of course. I think, by the way, I do not like flies, and I've never met a fly I liked. I can't go, I saw a cute fly. You know, other animals you don't like, you see a cute one, you see a baby, flies, but I still feel for them. Someone told me once they have 3 minutes to live or whatever. I'm like, oh my God, I'm stressed out of my mind. Like
yeah,
thinking,
no,
I got another minute left and I just got here.
There was an animal wrangler on a set that I was on one time, and her job was to bring in moths, and she had names for all of the moths. She was so close to them, and she would be like, come here, Angela.
How long
here.
Did they?
And I was like, oh my gosh, you're so close to them. She would know their temperament. I was like, so how long do moths? She goes, 9 days. I was like, nine days? So you're just having a new relationship every 9 days? And like, you give them, I wouldn't give names. I would be
so
like.
So what did she say? Did she?
She was not, you know who's like, the wildest people I think on set are animal wranglers. They are the most interesting people. Yeah, because she just was like, you know, I still name them because I want to respect that they're alive. And I was like, that's so sweet.
You know what, it's
I just
guess it doesn't matter.
To.
Part of me wants to know, is it sweet but a little delusional? But
I think it's a little off,
but
yeah.
Then here's what I do. I bounce there and then I bounce right back to, but not a bad energy in the world, so.
No, for sure, for you know, sure. Yeah, I was expecting.
Come here, Poopy Poochie.
Yeah.
Come here, Poopy Poochie.
Come here, Angela.
Come here.
Angela.
Angela, why are you ignoring me?
She's like, see, and she comes, but she had a string on all of them, so I was like, well.
She did? you swear.
Yeah,
like so a leash for
like,
moth?
Yeah, so it's like she can wrangle them. That's literally.
Oh my God, this is crazy. I didn't even know this existed.
The
what were you working on?
So it was like a short film where we, as human beings, turn into moths. So we needed.
Can you say that again, and we're going to give you a crack of thunder, I think.
Oh, for sure. Sure, yeah.
Wait, so what, let me ask you a question. What were you, hold on, you ready? What were you working on?
I was in a short film called Unbound where we were human beings that would turn into moths.
Wow. And is that true?
That is true, yeah. It was.
So she, with a string, that's so wild to me because it's like, and they, do they fly around?
They do fly around.
Where does the string attach? Around their neck?
That's what
Seriously.
I was trying to figure out.
It's not
I guess
to their
I guess
foot.
They're like middle body part, the middle body part, whatever
it
that's
like
called.
Cut them in half?
No, because it's just like it's just like soft string, light string. Look,
you look like you're agreeing.
This is why I'm not the wrangler.
I think
okay?
it's a big thing in the South that you can tie a string to a bug and just kind of hold on.
Oh, it's your dog.
It is
your doggy dog.
Hey, do you like my fly? Yeah, I hope he's got about another minute. And now 30 seconds.
It was kind of like
pet
that.
Pet him before he dies. Give him. Oh, he loves shit. shit. You have shit? Oh, he'll love you. He comes right over. He's so cute. No, he's my service fly. I have a question for you. No, never mind.
Wait, just, so how long do they live in when they're domesticated squirrels?
So I think, if I remember correctly...
Is it like 12 years?
I think it's 22.
Oh my gosh.
And again, I'm not saying because I remember because we played this game like 5 years ago. I'd see what my memory is, so I'm not trying to...
This game has a great lifespan.
Yes.
How long is this game's lifespan in captivity? Found,
yeah.
Is that they can live up to 16 years in captivity.
16? That's a high school student.
Right. That's still so very more. Short.
So are most of them dying in the wild because they're like predators?
Yes.
Predators are being run over.
Okay, it's not
all right, Aristotle, please edit that out. I'm going to say how do the others die and say they overdose, they eat too much candy. It's more fun. Wait a second. Hold on. Let me get a clean in. Wait, so they die. How do they die?
From so much candy.
Oh, they eat so much candy?
Well, at least that's a sweet way to go.
At least it's a sweet way to go.
It's like Keebler elf trees. Really
sweet. Yeah. I hope sometimes it's a sweet and sour way to go.
Do you like to guess the flavors of Lifesavers?
Oh, I've never done that.
Would you mind? But also, do not be shy to say that, like, I don't want to eat candy.
I would love to do that. I just, I didn't really grow up eating Lifesavers.
Well, but these are soft ones?
I love soft gummies.
But you would, hold on, let me turn the heat on.
Oh, sure, yes, please, thank you. This is perfect for...
Okay, how about if we do this for cleanly reasons? I'm going to give you the bag. You can open it and then pull a Lifesaver out, but don't look at it and show it to us.
Okay,
we're
going to
play guess the flavor of the Lifesaver. We'll just... Oh, another question to know how long I should spend on this.
Uh-huh.
You might think, what a show this is. Can't they just let a conversation flow? And now he's...
The Todd Glass Show is professional, so it's time to go to commercial.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Do you like to play, sing, or sing, or?
Oh, yes. I'm not a pretty singer.
But do you like to do it, as I'm saying?
Yeah, I love to do it, but I'm not, you know. Right. I'm what they call an ugly singer, actually.
What do you call it? Like, because I think I might be bored. I might be an ugly singer. I mean, I can, some days on my better days, I can do all right, but I'm probably, what's an ugly singer? What does that mean?
Well, maybe I talk sing. You know, I'm like like when my friends and I go into like a song from Les Miserables or something, because
right.
I have friends who will do that. I always get assigned the part that's like, you know that part?
Right.
Yeah, I
always
get like
Aristotle.
I get the talk singy villain. Yeah. I never get
the lead part.
You know
what that reminds me of? Remember Aristotle's favorite song? Ooh. Aristotle, Truth. See, this is why I love Truth. That thing you just said reminded me.
Oh, Aristotle's like
this
that
is his
too?
Favorite song.
Oh,
we forgot about it, and the listeners.
I love this song too. Macaron. Yeah.
Chacaron. A listener sent it in.
Yes.
Anyway, so okay, you could pull one out of the.
And
we have some game show music.
It is an inspiring song.
It is. Do you know? How do you know of this song?
Oh gosh, I think I was trying to look up a song about macaroons one time just to do it, and then I found this song by accident.
What is it? What is going on in this song? Have we discussed this? Or do you know? Do you wonder? Is it? Because I'll be honest with you, and I decided no, but I'm being honest.
Yeah. What did you?
I thought, is it disrespectful? Is it? And I think it's you know what I mean? Because I didn't know if it was making fun of somebody at first that was, had a, you know, mentally challenged.
Oh.
But then my friend said, no, no, no. And he goes, it's just
I thought
this,
it was like avant-garde. Like,
like
we're,
a rant.
We're past words.
Right.
I thought we were like, we're post words, you know, yeah, making sounds. You get what I mean. It's still music.
I know. And then I couldn't stop listening to it. And I thought, can you?
Sure.
I thought, maybe. By the way, I thought, could I do a song like this? This still, you need to have. It's not as easy as you think.
No.
It's not as easy as you think.
Chagaron.
Everybody
sure
thinks, oh, I could do it. Can we all try it? Try our hardest. A little less reverb. Here comes the fun part. What happened to the fun part? Here's me until it comes.
Very difficult.
Okay, so take
I would
it.
Say the hardest part is when the other guy comes in, because then you have to stop.
Right.
And you have to be like, oh, I'm not the star for like 5 seconds. Should I?
Oh, yes.
Should
oh,
I have you guess yeah, my lifesaver
okay, do we
flavor?
Have, do we have any like game show music? You know, every time I ask that, I know we. I didn't know if you thought like Todd. Yeah, we. Okay, here we go.
Okay, so you guys guess it, right?
Yeah, we're gonna take a look
it's
at it. Yes,
dark.
We know
oh,
there's
yeah
a flashlight that Aristotle pulled
we
out.
We see the color.
Truth.
Wait, okay, so
we
I
see the color.
Okay, so I'm already seeing a flaw in this game.
What?
What?
Because you guys are guessing what this is.
No, you are.
No, you're guessing. You're gonna put it in your mouth and try it.
Because oh, I was like, you already see it. But how do you even know? Okay, so I have to guess.
The other way. Oh, you know what?
I have to guess from just holding it, or no, I.
Maybe this is a perfect time.
Okay.
Until we get started.
Okay, I'm gonna
hold on. Wait, wait. Don't eat it yet.
Okay.
Oscar.
You know what I realized? Should I do it?
Oh, back to the game.
You know.
Yeah. So taste it.
I do want to say something really
yes
quick before I eat this.
Yes.
Earlier, I called this song Hanukkah, and before I get canceled, I
oh,
want to
no
take it back and
Hava
say,
Nagil.
I know that's not what it's called.
Hey, by the way, I didn't correct you, and I'm Jewish by birth. what did
I'm
you call
not
it before the Hanukkah song?
I thought
you know what?
I've been thinking about Hanukkah because it's you know around the corner.
So just right around the corner for all my Jewish friends.
And so,
I'll just
take
the,
it back.
It's the. It's
what if
the
I didn't know where my mouth was? I'm just okay. I'll put it in my mouth. Ready?
Yeah.
Wait,
okay.
And then I have to guess. But you already know.
We know. We know.
Yeah,
you know.
We know. That's okay how we keep you honest. Do we have any like game showy?
You can say flavor or color.
Okay.
Okay. Think about it. Because
or both, if you can.
We're gonna up
there's
the ante.
No way.
Right now.
There's no
you
way.
You won $25 million, Otsko.
Oh my gosh.
You could take the $25 million and you could walk out of the studio today. Could you? What could you do with $25 million?
$25 billion.
$25 billion.
I could save world hunger.
But you're gonna gamble it on the flavor of this lifesaver, do I? So we need to know.
Oh
do
my God
you want to gamble that $50 million for $20 billion?
What? That? I don't even know what that means. I'm going to say cherry.
You're going to say cherry. You're going to say cherry.
What?
Oh.
There's no way. What?
It was. I'll tell you what our producers are going to give you one more chance. Now we're going to, can
the,
you?
The taste has already faded from my
pull
tongue.
Another flavor out
I
of there.
Know.
Our producers are giving me a sign. Take another flavor out of there. This is how hard they are.
Okay.
I thought the lifesavers would be
here's
easier.
The other
okay
color.
Okay,
here,
look
Daniel
at this other color. Now
okay
this is a once
it
in a lifetime opportunity, Otsko.
Okay.
You know, in life, sometimes everybody deserves
so
a second
know
chance.
You all know.
Yes, Aristotle is holding a flashlight over it, so
okay
we have a.
I'm gonna eat it now.
Yes, yeah. Truth. He
okay
is.
Okay, now I can open my mouth.
Truth. Yes.
How it works.
So Otsko, take your time. We're going to be quiet and let you think about what flavor this
Wait,
is.
Wait, can I look at what flavors there are the on options? The package?
No, we can't let you. I've so just been told.
I have to choose from my tiny.
Yes, you may look at the package.
From my extensive knowledge of fruit.
My producers just told me that you may look at it.
Because I don't know. Is this like.
No, no. I want you to be able to look at it.
There's hundreds of fruits out there.
You're right. Okay, so you're looking at the fruits. What fruits are you looking at over there? Give me the read them.
We got green apple. We got
green
cherry,
apple, cherry,
orange, strawberry, and watermelon. I think I just ate watermelon.
Right.
I got
you
it.
You are right. You won $50 billion.
$50 billion.
$50 billion.
Regis.
What?
It was cherry.
What?
It was cherry.
I know. I was making her feel good.
Oh my God!
It's for better TV.
I was trying to just make you feel good. I thought it looked cherry-ish. I don't know what it was.
Can I tell you a true story?
Yes.
Based on that, you know, false like happiness that I felt. Oh my God! Like speaking of game shows, my girlfriend, she's in a wheelchair. Do you know her? Maybe she's an amazing comedian, Danielle Perez. So she's in a wheelchair. She doesn't.
Danielle Perez. Whenever we say someone's name, they say it a few times. In case they listen to the show, we send them enough love. Danielle Perez. Oh,
so
Danielle Perez.
She's Danielle Perez.
Give one of those. Danielle Perez.
Danielle Perez.
Oh, yeah.
Danielle Perez. So she was on Price is Right. We all know that show. You're supposed to guess the price, and then if you get it right, you get a prize. Well, she gets chosen. She gets the price right of the object. Okay. She's in a wheelchair. She has no feet. And she wins a treadmill. Truth. It's on clips. You can look it up.
No, is it Drew Curry?
Is that who hosts that show?
Yeah.
Price is Right?
Do they not? No. I was asking if they, what was it, Drew Curry?
No, I just meant like he now.
Host now. Okay. Yeah, so this was like 4 years ago.
Yeah, he's been hosting it for probably more than
Okay, so then
does he acknowledge that, you know, by the way, it can be uncomfortable and also okay to just go, okay, like this, does anybody acknowledge it or they just go on?
I remember it being on her face when they go, and Danielle, you win. And then they show it, right? A treadmill. And then her face kind of like her mouth opens wide. And I think, I want to say they like cut to commercial or something. But
oh, they handled it very.
I don't know how the producers, and they still sent it to her. She still has it in her house.
Oh my God.
And she did win it.
And that's exactly the same way I felt when I thought I got the flavor of the thing right, Lifesaver right.
Do you want to know your two?
Well,
or
yeah.
Are we going to continue to play?
No, we're done. Okay. We're going to sing.
Those never know.
That's how we're going to go to close. Do you want to try it real quick?
You said it was cherry.
You don't want to try one?
No. What was the first one? What was that?
The first one was green apple. And even then, I was nervous about the cherry.
None of those taste like good, actually.
Oh, I want to see if I can tell. I've been sitting over here gobbling. Yeah, all right, so you go.
Let's get the music going.
Okay, get the music going.
Yeah.
Hold on. Can we get the music? I don't
know. Yeah.
Let's get the music.
I'll do the music.
Boom, 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 boom.
Was that strawberry?
It's not playing.
You didn't see it?
Todd, did you see it?
I saw it. No. It was. Oh, no.
Was it pink?
It was green.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, actually, that's the problem with this one specifically.
This is horrible.
Is there's two greens,
and
the
two
cherry
reds.
And the strawberry look similar, and then the orange is not so dissimilar from the red.
Can I have some game show music? Because I want to try it real quick. I'm gonna,
yes.
And then we'll end this
and
game.
And then show it to us. Yeah.
Here we go. Okay. Ready? I swear I'm not cheating. Truth.
I don't know if I know by looking.
Truth. Because that was green. I'm positive. It took me a second to remember.
I need a
light.
There's a couple of flavors that have the same color.
Yeah.
Let me hold the
bag. Okay. Whoa, this ought to be easy, Todd.
I know, that's what I thought with you a few times.
Todd, this is...
Okay.
Are we ready?
This is a gift.
Yeah, no looking, put it in your mouth.
Why do you seem uncertain?
No, now we're certain.
Put it in your mouth. Okay. You can open your eyes now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hello?
Hello. Hey, it's Kenny.
Jerry?
What the hell? What? How did you know?
I tried. I thought, really, like, look for the flavor, like, because it's going to not be so...
Oh, my gosh. My tongue is broken.
What are we really going to sing together to go to close?
That was really good.
Thank you.
I can always back up people's, like, vibe, you know?
Do I have anything else?
You go for any melody, I got you kind of person. That's
me.
You're
the... do we have the hot spaghetti, hot spaghetti? I just feel like... I want to take a hit of my joint, silly dance a little.
I'll look
just,
for it.
We can silly also, dance sitting here, and then we're going to come back and we're going to go to close with a song. Well, oh, yes, Aristotle.
I meant to say this like right up top, but it fits in now that we're in a snack mode.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Your earrings are dope.
Oh, thank you. I'm wearing Ritz Cracker earrings by Aunch, a friend of mine.
I didn't even notice. They're awesome.
You know, they're so... They could look like circles, but that's the...
No, they are distinctly Ritz Crackers.
I don't have a hot spaghetti song.
Cold spaghetti.
Is it called cold?
It's cold spaghetti. Okay, yeah. Or it's like hot potato. Oh, right. I think this is a good way. We can play. Hold on. No, we
is
can't.
Is it cold
we,
or hot spaghetti?
I don't know. What's a good song we could all do together to go to close? We can even cheat on the monitor. Thank you so much.
I'll
it
learn
goes
cold
quick.
Spaghetti on the spot.
Well, that's just a silly dance song.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I didn't feel like silly dancing anymore. But isn't this a fun song to play at your house? Have you ever heard this?
Yes, I have.
You've heard this?
I have heard this.
Where did you hear it?
Gosh, I feel like, doesn't someone from like Blue's Clues do this song?
It's the Wiggles.
The Wiggles, right? Yeah.
If I did this in my live show, would that still be stand-up comedy?
Yeah. You should.
All right, listen. All right, let's... Rhinestone Cowboy.
No, before.
What?
You share? Do you believe
your repertoire of songs? May I just say the y'all have range. Okay.
Some silly stuff. Let's see. Like, what did I have anything on here that I didn't play? You know what I was going to play, but we're gonna... I don't know why. We'll wait. So how about what's a good song? Like we could all do together. Like you know a group like. Maybe we don't need to.
What do you?
How about we just go? Well, yes.
No, like a.
like a karaoke.
What are you into? Like
I don't know anything. Just like sometimes other people know great like sing-alongs. They're like, oh, that'll Beatles. Be a fun.
Oh sure. Oh yeah. Like the yeah.
Will everyone participate?
Yeah, the Beatles.
Let it be or.
Four. I'm trying to. Was it four people?
You know what? God was there a fifth one?
There was like a documentary called that, but I think he was like the producer or something. And like, he's technically.
Oh, some would call Yoko, you know, the fifth. So.
Yoko, oh no. No, I'm serious. I don't really do that in my act anymore. Get it? It keeps getting worse. I don't do that in my act anymore. So what do we have?
Anything.
There's no
the
pressure.
Entire internet.
Can I tell you something? I realized something last week. I did re-listen to the show, which I do once in a while.
Yes.
And I was like surprised how much at the end of the show. I go, I never know what to do at the end of the show. But sometimes I think, I wonder if the guests are like, oh my God, he doesn't know how to end the show. But I've decided that I don't have to stress myself out anymore.
And things are hard.
These are hard times.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I know what I want.
These are hard times. You just retired that Yoko Ono joke. It's like you have to start over.
All your merch was based around that joke.
All my joke was
you had the shirts and the hats that said Yoko Ono, more like Yoko Ono.
It is tough times.
Do you think a shirt would sell well if it said, now on the back, a good pocket tee, best quality you can get, whatever they go, spend more, make less, fine. You're not embarrassed of what you sell. Mm-hmm. And then on the back it says, I might not be a lot of things, but at least I'm ahead of you in line. You think that would be a nice... Thank you very much.
Yeah, I think that could be... You know those train...
Or do you think I'm making it too long? Should I go...
You know those dresses with a train?
Wait, what?
I think it might... You know those dresses with a train?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
It's... Wedding-ish dresses?
Yes, yeah. I feel like it'll look really fun on one of those.
On one...
But not a shirt, just because the length of the sentence...
All right. Here, how about I thought we picked one just now.
No, that never happened.
How about
But in this moment, we should say you have an amazing special on HBO.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have not watched it yet. But I am a big fan of yours. I don't want to be disingenuous and not give you the compliment you deserve. But when I saw you in Vegas, I was like, oh, I fucking love you. I knew so quick. I was watching backstage, and I was very excited to see a new funny comedian
that you don't know of.
It's fun to see new people that are really funny.
Yeah.
How long have you been doing the material from The Intruder?
From The Intruder? Mm-hmm. Oh, I had toured it for a year. Yes. Mm. Yeah, and then I taped it.
And the special's called...
The Intruder.
The Intruder.
Yeah. Based on an intruder that came to her house three times in the same day.
And it's on HBO right now, folks.
On what streaming service? HBO?
Is it on HBO? We don't have that jingle, but this sounds good.
No, yeah, this
it's on HBO, everybody.
It just makes you think of apps in general. Sorry, I left the water.
Aristotle, I should put the pressure on you. What song should we close with? Let It Be. We did discuss it. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, yes. That's a gorgeous song.
Yeah. We'll
can't go wrong.
We'll turn the lights down.
Yeah.
We'll get sexy.
And thank you so much. You were a perfect guest.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm going to look up the lyrics.
Can I tell you something? I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to bring the lights back up.
Yeah. Don't do that.
No.
Like. What was I saying? Oh, yeah, so thank you. You were delightful. You were delightful, as just as I thought you would be. Tell Daniel we send our love. Wow.
Oh.
Can we put some reverb in there?
Hello? And in all our voices? Hello?
Start it off, whoever knows it.
Hey, by myself,
Mother comes to me.
Speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Here we go, we got it.
And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me. Speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be.
Broken-hearted people living in the world agree. Let it be. For though they may be parted, let it be.
What? You're crushing it. So good.
That's a spicy show, as Harris Whittles would say. That's it.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like, every part of you. Your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you, it's you I like. It's you I like.